Advocates of criminal justice reform in the United States have had several achievements in the last couple of years. Both sides of the aisle embraced calls for lower prison populations. Now, a growing social movement calls for rehabilitation over punishment. Supporters say part of that is changing Illinois' felony murder law. Dana Vollmer reports others in the legal community say that is a long shot.
In Illinois, if you assist in a forcible felony, like an armed robbery or home invasion, and someone dies, everyone involved can be charged with that person's death, even if they didn't pull the trigger. The idea behind the state's felony murder rule is that people understand certain crimes can turn deadly when they commit them, making them culpable if things go awry. This includes getaway drivers and lookouts, basically anyone with the main offender. That's what got 20-year-old Anthony Gramsis of Decatur sent to prison for 45 years. A jury found Gramsis guilty in July of felony murder in the December 2018 shooting death of Egerton Dover of Normal. Authorities say Gramsis drove two other men to Dover's home with the intention to steal money and drugs. They made off with some goods and Dover's life. Veteran defense attorney Steve Skelton represented Gramsis at trial. Skelton says he's handled about a dozen felony murder cases in his career, and most had no idea they could be held responsible for murder.
It is not at all odd for clients to be shocked and amazed. I didn't mean to hurt anybody.
He gives the example of breaking into someone's home when you think no one's there. Then the person you're with panics and shoots the homeowner. You're responsible for first-degree murder, too.
They don't have to prove that I had a plan to do any harm to you whatsoever. They don't have to prove that I had a plan to end your life. It's merely that I was committing a residential burglary, and during the course of that residential burglary, your death was caused. So I'm not going to say it shortcuts it for the prosecution, but to a degree it does.
Illinois' felony murder law drew national attention last year when a group of teens in Lake County were charged with their friend's death during a botched car robbery. The owner of the vehicle shot the 14-year-old boy. The charges against the five teens were later dropped. The incident drew calls for the state to amend or repeal the felony murder rule entirely. Miltonette Craig is an Illinois State University criminologist. She says Illinois is far from an outlier. 44 states have a felony murder rule on the books. Craig says Illinois is part of a smaller group that uses proximate cause theory instead of agency theory. Agency theory means the defendant or co-defendant caused the death. Proximate cause means any death occurring in relation to the crime. Craig says the application is broad.
We see that so many types of situations can be encompassed in it. So it could even be something as simple as you are just trying to, rob someone, and they are very afraid and maybe have a heart attack and die, that would fall within felony murder if a prosecutor wanted it to, because even accidental deaths are included.
Craig says the law can even include a co-offender who didn't know the other person was armed, and she says there are even more sensational applications.
What's getting a lot more attention is the really, really broad expansion that we've been seeing in the last few years, where If a co-offender is shot and killed on the scene, then the other conspirators, as you will be charged with that person's murder.
That's what happened in Lake County. It also happened in McLean County in 2018. Then 22-year-old Brittany Meixel was charged for her boyfriend's death after the couple attacked a man in a Bloomington trailer park. Meixel's machete-wielding boyfriend attempted to stab the victim, who brandished his own knife in self-defense. Meixel took a plea deal. She's serving 23 years for aggravated battery, but could get out in as little as 10. McLean County State's Attorney Don Knapp says he understands why some think these cases are controversial, but he says the theory behind felony murder isn't that different than other laws.
They mirror what can be given in what many people would think of the DUI reckless homicides, right? Somebody goes out and gets a DUI or drinks and drives and ends up killing somebody. They didn't intend to kill anybody either when they got in the car.
Knapp says the Supreme Court has kept an eye on potential misuse. Time and again, he says, they stand by the law, stating the point is to limit the violence that accompanies the commission of forcible felonies. He says that's something victims' families want to see, too.
The one thing that always seems to get lost in any discussion on felony murder is I don't know that we've ever had a victim's family come through here and say, oh, God, please don't charge anybody with felony murder. Victims certainly want as many people held accountable for the deaths of their family members as possible.
Knapp says you're seeing that play out in a different context now in the case of Rika Roundtree. The 8-year-old girl from Normal died after her father's girlfriend abused the child. Knapp says Roundtree's mother, Ann Simmons, wants everyone involved held to account. But ISU's Miltonette Craig says deterrence theory doesn't hold up. That's when lawmakers try to scare someone out of committing a crime by promising harsher punishments. And she says just because the law is on the books doesn't mean prosecutors have to take advantage of it.
Just because a doctrine is available doesn't mean that it has to be acted upon. For example, there are states that still have the death penalty on the books, but they don't execute anyone. So just because it's there doesn't mean that it has to be used.
Craig supports a more proportional approach to justice in these cases. She says in business, if you put in 25%, you don't expect 100% back. She says the same is true when you drive a car to the scene of a robbery. Criminal justice reform advocates say that's especially true when juveniles are involved. Gary Gatewood is with the Illinois Justice Project. He says it's not uncommon for kids to get caught on felony murder charges and sent to prison for longer than they've even been alive. He gave the example of a 15-year-old sentenced to 25 years when an adult family member killed somebody during a robbery. Gatewood says children come out of incarceration worse than they went in.
While I understand and I appreciate and support the need for public safety, we also have to think about smart justice and how effective we have been. Mass incarceration hasn't worked. There's 40,000 people in the Department of Corrections in Illinois. How much safer do communities feel?
Gatewood and other advocates argue deterrence is better accomplished by providing resources in communities most impacted by violence and working with offenders to get to the root cause of the behavior. Previous attempts to amend Illinois' felony murder rule have gone nowhere. Criminologist Miltonette Craig says it would be an uphill battle to get lawmakers who campaign on public safety on board, but she says as criminal justice reform initiatives gain momentum, never say never. I'm Dina Vollmer.